Now, back to Hancock and Kelly. Sponsored by Insperity, HR that makes a difference. On News Radio 1120, KMOX.
And welcome back to the Voice of St. Louis. It's the Hancock and Kelly Show here on KMOX, and we're proud to be joined in studio by Brian Herstig. He's the president and CEO of the Jewish Federation of St. Louis. Brian, thank you for being here today.
Thanks for having me.
What a crazy, unbelievable time we are living in, particularly for our Jewish community friends here in St. Louis. Just your general impressions of where we find ourselves today.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, we never thought that we were going to be here. And this has been a really, really difficult time for the Jewish community. Whether you are from Israel or not, and most of us are not, part of our hearts and our souls is in Israel all the time.
Well, there's no question about that. And I would think here in the St. Louis community, there's probably not a day that goes by where someone, a St. Louisan, is not in Israel. Right.
Yeah, absolutely. Not only do we send people all the time and different organizations do, there are a lot of people from St. Louis who've moved to Israel and now their children are actually being called up to serve in the army.
A lot of dual citizenships involved there. Several of them hostages now in Gaza.
Yeah.
The early onslaught a couple weeks ago when Hamas breached the barricades and came over in a coordinated attack.
Yeah.
Many of those coordinated attacks took place in kibbutzes.
Yeah.
Explain to our listeners, what is a kibbutz?
Yeah, kibbutz is a collective living situation where everybody in the community, mostly farming, but can be light manufacturing, lives together. Everybody takes on different responsibilities, taking care of the children, working in the fields, working wherever, cooking. You often traditionally would change those responsibilities. So every month or so, right, you do something different because everybody works as a collective together.
I remember in high school, my best friend in high school left and went to Israel to stay on a kibbutz for the summer. That's common.
Yeah, very common. And this is how the state was founded. Remember, this is a 75-year-old country that was founded in a desert, and they had to turn it into something viable. And so these agricultural kibbutzes were really the front line. And in this case, there are a lot of agricultural kibbutzes right along the Gaza envelope, and those were the first communities that were brutally attacked and murdered by these terrorists.
8 million people living in Israel today, give or take.
Yeah.
Massive loss of life already, unprecedented in the history of this country. I would have to imagine that most Israelis know someone someone who was killed or taken hostage.
There's no 7 degrees of separation in Israel. It's 2 degrees of separation. If it wasn't your kid or your family member, it was your neighbors. And that's what it's like in a country that is about the size of Rhode Island, where everybody participates in the military because they have to.
Yeah, they have to. And they are. Yeah. And they're massed now at the border of Gaza. It's just a matter of days, I would think, before they move in there.
Yeah.
How do you see this conflict playing out? Is there any way to, I mean, Israel's military, we know, is absolutely exceptional, but this is a very challenging endeavor.
Yeah. I mean, the challenge is that this is a problem that's been going on for thousands of years. So it didn't come about quickly. It's not going to be solved quickly. You're also talking about two groups of people who are using very different rules of engagement. Israel has one of the strictest moral codes of any army in the world to protect citizens, whether it's their own or on the other side. But Hamas is a terrorist organization backed by Iran, and they do not have those same rules of engagement. In fact, as we saw the other day, they're shooting rockets from hospitals, churches, mosques, schools, one of which misfired and landed in the parking lot of a hospital. But they also have been stopping their citizens from leaving the north of Gaza, as Israel has recommended. 4 days ago, they gave 24-hour notice for people to get out. They have extended that because Hamas has told people don't listen and have put trucks in the middle of the road to stop them from going. It's really hard. Our hearts break for the citizens of Gaza who are being controlled by a genocidal terrorist organization and aren't able to make the choices that they need to protect their own lives.
Last night, the president of the United States took to the national airwaves, spoke to the country, and also tied this a bit to Ukraine and the aggression that's coming from Vladimir Putin.
Yeah.
What did it mean to the Jewish people here in America to hear the president of the United States speak so firmly about our support of Israel last night?
Yeah. think what you want about the president, and people have plenty of opinions, his full-throated support of Israel, which is the key strategic ally for the United States in the Middle East, the only democracy. It is our partner who helped us fight ISIS and Al-Qaeda. And so his full-throated support is a reflection of that, but extremely, extremely comforting for the Jewish community, knowing that this island that's, again, as big as Rhode Island and is surrounded on all sides by countries and people that want to destroy it, has a partner.
So here we sit several thousand miles from Israel, yeah. As St. Louisans, and yeah. You run the Jewish Federation. First of all, how many Jewish folks are there in the St. Louis metro area?
Yeah, so there are about 60,000 Jews in St. Louis.
Okay, and what does the Jewish Federation do? Explain to us question. What your mission is.
Yeah, it's really simple. We are the Jewish United Way. We help raise and distribute funds for needs that are identified. We do a lot of needs assessment to know what is going on in our community, where are the needs, what are the gaps in service that exist. And then we raise funds, and the majority of them go to our 40 or so partners in the St. Louis area to support needs of not just our community, but the broader community. And some go overseas to Israel, to Ukraine, to anywhere where there's a Jew.
So a lot of that would be, like you said, to programs that typically the United Way and other groups would be supportive of. But here we find ourselves in these unique circumstances where Jews, unfortunately, are also being targeted.
Yeah.
So are you all coordinating some type of communication and response to make sure that the community is, one, informed, and two, has a message and a way to move forward in the midst of this craziness?
Yeah, part of it we do, but part of it we rely on our partners. We have certain partners like the Jewish Community Relations Council, the Anti-Defamation League, the American Jewish Committee. These are organizations that do this work specifically. Our job is to support them. They take the lead in developing relationships with our elected officials, with other faith leaders, bringing people together to address.
Okay. I'm a Catholic.
Yeah.
How can a Catholic or a person of another faith be supportive of the Jewish community in this time? Obviously, there's probably heightened security at most synagogues, et cetera.
Yeah.
But so many of us find ourselves saying, we're supportive of Israel. What can I do?
Yeah, that's a great question. Thank you. So first of all, be informed about the truth. Hamas is an Iranian-backed terrorist organization. Find news sources that are reputable. There's a lot of non-reputable stuff out there, obviously. Second of all, if you have a Jewish friend or neighbor, they're not all right. You can ask them. They're not. Provide some kind of support or words, because this is a really, really trying time. But I think the two things that people can actually do is there's a national campaign, a blue ribbon campaign, in order to bring back unharmed the over 200 captives that have been taken, which include 24 Americans dragged back to Gaza, mostly women, children, and babies. And the last thing is, at a time like this, the best thing we can do is support the needs that are going on the ground. Short and long-term trauma care, medical supplies, rebuilding, whatever it is. And you can do that at our website at jfedstl.org. 100% of the dollars that are raised go directly to the people on the ground who are being impacted.
Brian Herstig is our guest. He's the president and CEO of the Jewish Federation of St. Louis. Before we let you go, Brian, I have been blown away, shocked negatively by the protests worldwide in support of Hamas and the Palestinians. Anti-Semitism is very real.
Yeah.
And it's global.
Yeah.
And it's just hard for me to conceptualize that kind of hatred.
Yeah. And it's a lot of misinformation. There's not a genocide of Palestinian people going on. Their population has increased fivefold since Israel was founded. There's so much misinformation that's going on. And just understanding, Hamas is a terrorist-based, backed a group from Iran. There are good people on the other side who want to see peace, too. Those are the people that we want to talk to.
So again, for those of us out there who want to be supportive and helpful, your organization is a resource that we can go to. Can you give your website and phone number and all the information one more time if you don't mind?
Sure. The best way is to go to jfedstl.org. We have resources, opportunity to donate, links to different resources and reputable news sources.
That is Brian Herstig. He's the president and CEO of the Jewish Federation of St. Louis. Thanks so much for joining us in studio today, Brian. Blessings to you.